This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the many, many things still unclear now that the United States is out of Afghanistan is what's going to happen to its economy. Even before Americans left, the Afghan economy was not strong. More than 47% of the population lived below the national poverty line over there in 2020, and foreign aid and imports were critical to making what did work, work. So we have gotten Asad Ejaz Butt on the phone. He's a macroeconomist in Pakistan now, specializing in that region. And we wanted to ask what is happening now and what might happen eventually. Asad, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Kai. Thank you for having me.
If I am in Afghanistan and I'm trying to go buy a loaf of bread, how does all of this macroeconomic stuff affect me? Am I seeing inflation or prices going up? Can I get cash if I need cash?
You would be able to get hold of cash, but that cash is losing its value very, very quickly, which in more formal terms is called inflation. And of particular concern is the food inflation. Of course, even though agriculture is still 25% of the or 26% of the Afghan economy, yet they depend enormously on food imports from Pakistan, from other regions of the world. So those food imports have to be financed by the dollar, and the dollar is no more there. So inflation is going to rise enormously in the next few months.
Setting aside the politics of it, right, bearing in mind that you're an economist, do you think the Taliban is equipped to manage an economy that is right now in crisis and, as you've written, close to collapse?
I fear not. Governance is very sophisticated business. And if I don't see, you know, the expertise and the skills within the Taliban ranks to run an economy, to make economic policies, they would have to rely on external sources. I don't think the Taliban, the current setup of the Taliban has the expertise to make economic policies or govern, you know, the executive branches of the government, which would be ultimately responsible for running the economy.
It occurs to me as we're having this conversation that I've asked you about timing and timelines once or twice. This is actually a generational problem, right?
Yes. So I don't think the Taliban economy would be on its feet, in the short term. And Afghanistan is a mess right now. And if Afghanistan has to stand on its feet economically, it would have to be a concerted effort. As I believe, you know, things will have to start from scratch, especially in the rural Afghanistan, which is massively underdeveloped. So these bigger cities like Kandahar, Herat, Kabul, they are still, you know, reasonably developed. But regardless of that, I think a lot of reconstruction, economic reconstruction, has to take place. And it has to be a concerted effort of all the regional forces, including, you know, a large role to play by Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, these neighboring countries, to bring Afghanistan back on its feet.
So in the next, 6 to 12 months to try to ameliorate the suffering that the Afghan people are going to feel almost no matter what, but in the next 6 to 12 months, what do you think the next step should be?
The Taliban government, they're, I think, already talking to the Pakistan government. They've had some conversations with leadership in Pakistan, of course, some behind the doors. Then, of course, some investments have to go into the economy to continue the economy. So I think in the short run, what the Taliban would do is, or what they should do is, to sort of infuse some confidence in the local business community to ensure that, you know, they don't lose a lot of jobs. The business sector continues to function. And there is absolutely no capital flight, because whatever capital is residing in the economy must continue to reside in the economy. I think in the long term, they would have to ultimately rely on the international community, on these multilateral agencies. And how supportive would these multilateral agents, with the Americans gone now, how supportive would the multilateral agencies be is something yet to be seen.
Yeah. Regional macroeconomist, also an economic journalist, Asad Ejaz Butt, we got him in Islamabad, Pakistan. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Kai, for having me. Thank you.